pick your Bible, and I assure you, I am going to be very, 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 very brief. I'm assuring you, I am going to be very, very, very brief. If I stay long, anytime I bless you, don't say amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lift up your Bible like this. Say after me. Every promise in this Bible is mine. Every chapter. Every verse. Every line is mine. And I shall manifest the promises of this Bible. I shall live my life by this Bible. Say it again. I shall live my life by this Bible. So help me, oh God. Oh yeah, put it down. Praise the Lord. Church, once every year we dedicate marriages. And we shall do that immediately we come back from the camp. And please, any sister that does not go to that camp, don't bother to come for that dedication. Thank you very much. Tell your neighbor, some people, if you know here, tell your neighbor, if you don't go to that camp, don't bring your husband here. You don't want to tell him? Okay, till that day now. Amen. I told you people something that the Lord spoke to me a few years back. The Lord told me to take the institution of marriage seriously, because he said that the church of Jesus Christ, that the smallest unit of the church is the home, the husband and the wife. That's why the scripture says, we are two or three are gathered in my name. Amen. And please, I expect everybody to be inside. I expect everybody to be inside, intercessors, wherever, whoever it is, please. Let the ministers help us. Go around, tell the people to come inside. Some people are in their offices. Put off the air conditioner so that the offices will be very hot. And they will come out by force. When it's time to preach the word, don't wait for people to remind you to come. This is why we are here. Don't come here and serve God and you don't know the God you are serving. You're serving, 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 and you don't know the God you are serving. You are praying, praying, and you don't know the God you are praying to. And the Lord told me that the smallest unit is the husband and wife. That's why he said, we are two or three are gathered in my name. I am there in the midst. That third person is the child that you will have. And the Lord told me that the church, hallelujah, can never be one, be in unity. The church, when we come together like this, we can never be in peace, we can never be in unity, if the families at home are not united, the church cannot be united. And that's why in this church, we take it very seriously, problems of marriages. And it will surprise you what the devil is doing with families. The devil, if the things we the pastors hear, sometimes you just wonder whether it was a dream, a bad dream I had, or it was real what I'm hearing. You have all manner of marriage settings going on, and they go to church. And they go to church. And you're wondering, what do they hear? The Bible they hold. What do they see inside when they read? Because every Nigerian today, very few, majority of Nigerians, they are either going to a mosque or they are going to a church. And many of them are going to a Catholic church. And many of them are also going to Pentecostal churches. Yet, if you hear how some people live at home with their husbands and their wives, it will shock many of you. You see? A man went and took his wife when they got married, went and swore to a deity that they will never separate. That any man we will never separate. Any man that sleep with you, you go die. If I sleep with any woman, I go die. Okay, so that is supposed to be a wonderful marriage now. But now, after several years, now, he said he don't like the woman again. Okay, leave the woman to go now. If the woman want back to go, he will say, remember, say, we swear. Okay, but you say you don't like me again. You are staying at home. You will not eat her food. You will not take care of her. For months, I've been years now, Pastor Thomas. For months, almost a year now. Go your way, I go my way. Eat your food, I eat my food. Go. Okay, you say you don't like me again. Oh yeah, leave me, make I go now. He said you should go, but remember, I said we swear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Such horrible thing. A man that goes to church will wake up and be talking to his wife as if he's talking to his house girl at home. And he's going to church and be talking as if, you know, it's a privilege you have to marry me. You do anything, I go and marry another one. Go and marry another one. Then the girl is saying, hey, she's busy fasting. She's busy. Which kind of hell I enter? So, hey, what will happen? And then she will run to church. Hey, pastor, devil, family curse. They follow me. My husband in head, they do it. No, be family curse. It's not family curse. That type, not be family curse. If family curse, they worry you, not be the man head, they go turn. Now your head, they go turn. That's the condition of so many marriages. A man will wake up and look at his wife, and at the slightest provocation, what he will not do to his son in punishing his son, his child, he will turn, bam, kick him. There's a sister that her husband, she had to run away from her house. The husband, at the slightest provocation, would beat her until he sees blood before he go cool down. As long as he never see blood, that's why he go to pound her until he sees blood. And then they go church. Oh, they're going to church. I am married to Jesus. Satan, leave me alone. When you come to call your people, remember me, O Lord. Hey, brother, remember me, O Lord. And your wife does something. Pastor Thomas, you say he's possessed. He's not possessed anything. If he's possessed, why not go beat him, a man like that? He's not possessed. Why you know they meet people for road, they beat them? Why if he said only that woman he they beat like that? He's not possessed. Do you understand what I'm saying? He is not possessed. If he's possessed, every woman where he see will beat like that. Amen. Men, even sitting there in Blood Assembly now, chop money, you're not going to give your wife. But you, going to church, a man will keep another woman outside. Then you say the man is possessed, Pastor Thomas. You say the man, oh, who they do deliverance? Madueke, you see in the spirit, you say that man is possessed. That, thank you, it is not possessed. That man that has a wife at home and has a girlfriend somewhere siphoning his money, he's not possessed. He has a psychiatric problem. It's a psychiatric problem. Thank you, Madueke. Psychiatric. A normal person will not act like that. And he's going to church. Oh, he's going to church. Do you know that there are some men that are not proud of their wife? That is, he cannot publicly hold his wife's hand and they walk out for road. They do lovey-lovey for road. Lovey-lovey. There are some men that cannot do it. Why? You want to say your wife, you don't get shape again. You don't find, like, again, who de-shaped her? Are you not the one that de-shaped her? Now, so she be when you collect them from her mama. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And there are some men that love their children more than their wives. They see the wife just like, you know, a production machine. Once they have finished producing all your products, that's all. You keep on one side. All your attention now is on your children. And then they go church, oh, sorry, I'll be facing the men for some time. The reason is, a woman does not chase a man to marry him in a normal setting. It's a man that chases the woman. Then they chase now. Is it true to women they chase men? The women say it's a lie. Hallelujah. And it is very, very ironic that you go to chase a woman with all the yanga she made for you and all the effort you put in there only to go pay the bride price, bring her home and sit down there only to be tormenting her and be happy to see her crying every day. Something is certainly wrong with that man. And the worst part of it is, he is going to church. That is the one that is paining us. He's going to church. But why? Certainly, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's because something is wrong somewhere. And concerning the topic of marriage and divorce, which is what we're looking at now, we're looking at the topic of marriage and divorce. There has been a lot of confusion in the Church of Jesus Christ. There's been a lot of confusion concerning this issue of marriage. And you know today that there are churches that even teach restitution of marriage. If you marry more than one wife, now you give your life to Christ, the other ones are not your wife. Only the first one is your wife. Therefore, let those ones go and look for their husband. You see? And there are even men of God that encourage divorce. Directly or indirectly. There are Christians that, after marriage, they even go back to collect their bride price back. And they look for another woman to marry. And that confusion was on until, in this age, one of the things that the seventh church age messenger will do is total restoration, including the stand, scriptural stand concerning marriage and divorce. And it was so important, if you read the sermon preached by William Branham, but marriage and divorce. When the angel of the Lord was visiting him to give him that topic that he should go. Now, it was not just a topic. The monumental thing about that sermon, about that angelic visitation to William Branham, was that God was coming to do something monumental as pertaining the topic, the issue of marriage and divorce. There were several conditions and there was need to come, several confusion, there was need to come and make it straight. What is God's position now? And in going to preach that message, the Holy Ghost told him to wear a wig, a white wig. A wig, this type of wig of a lawyer, a judge. And I remember the testimony when he wore it. He didn't even like it. It sounded odd. A man should not stand and preach with his head covered, but the Holy Ghost is telling him to come and cover his head like that. And somebody was making caricature of him when they saw him wearing it and going to church. And the angel of the Lord struck that guy. It was so serious. What was it? He came down and passed God's stand. Bam! That is where he declared that if you have been married more than one wife, you'll be coming to church. He said, stay the way you are. He said, but don't add. He made it clear. It is one man, one wife. But for various reasons, out of the confusion that is going on, the children of God now see the condition you are in. And God came and pulled out his children out of this denominational Egypt. And told the bride, from now on, stay the way you are. But this is the position, the scriptural position concerning marriage. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it is in the Bible. Concerning marriage, what is God's stand concerning marriage? The home, brethren, the home that God instituted himself. This home, when you say this is my home, hallelujah, my home, the word home is not a building. I hope you know that. It is not just a building with four walls. My home, when you and your wife stand, you can say, this is my home. This is my home. And what type of home do you have is determined by what you know concerning marriage. Because it's so important that in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 4 and 5, you can read it about the qualifications of a bishop. Among the qualification is a good home. A man that can bring up his home properly. If your home is disorganized, you are not qualified to be a minister of God. You are not qualified to be a deacon in the church. Why did Apostle Paul say so? Because a man's home, why will Apostle Paul say that you must be able to have a good home? Your home is a perfect example of your ability to lead the children of God. Why? Praise the Lord. Because a man's home is a place of a true test of your spirituality. If you want to know whether you are spiritual or not, it is your home. If you want to know whether you are matured or not, it is in your home, between you, your wife, and your children. That is where you will know whether you are a matured man, matured woman, particularly the man. That is where you will know. It is a place to test your spirituality. It is a place to test your leadership qualities. It is also a place to exercise true Christian love, which goes with patience, self-control, unselfishness, and also a sacrificial spirit. That is where you have a test, whether you have self-control or not. Because your wife is given there to test all this. Your wife, if she come one day, you are so hungry, you are hoping that she will have this food at home. When you reach home, finish. Bah! Honey? What of food now? Who is your honey? How much you leave for house? The time they go house, they go home. No joke like that, I beg. No food. Which food? How much you leave for house? And you go kitchen, nothing there. Go everywhere, nothing there. And maybe day before yesterday, you give her one kind money. And you are hoping that the money still remain, make you chop today. Then you come serve. Some of the women, even the children are there, they never chop. Daddy. The next thing is, what type of woman is this? The tendency is for you to rough handle her. But your ability to look at her, like the Bible says, a weaker vessel. And still control yourself. That is a self-control. That you are so provoked that even her papa, if he can't hear the reason where you beat and kill him, he will say you try. But you still hold yourself. That is self-control. That is patience. Praise the Lord. Whether you are spiritual or not, it's not in the church we will know whether you are spiritual or not, brother. Especially those of us who are servants of God. It's very easy for you to see me now holding microphone and say, Kai, from the things this man is saying, I may be saying it, but am I practicing it? Before you make conclusion, if you want to know who I be, go and ask my wife. If you want to know who a man is, go and ask his wife. Promise the wife, say, you know, go tell, and tell me true, how he be. Some of us, where they hold microphone, some of us that are ministers, preachers, in this church or anywhere else, if you hear, some women may tell you, say, who, pastor? Now, when a pastor, we know who he be. They will tell you that. Pastor, which pastor? Sister Nkiru, my girlfriend. Sister Nkechi, my girlfriend. Sister Lovette, my girlfriend. Sister Favor, my girlfriend. How you know? I know all of them. I see him for in text. I see him for this. I saw him, he came home with lipstick for his cloth. I see him and they smell two perfumes for his body. And when I ask him, he say he will show me, he's a servant of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. There are some of us that our wives do not, even if you are praying where she is, she will not say amen. In Jesus' name, he will look you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why he said, if you cannot keep your home well, you are not qualified to be a minister. You're not qualified. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's why when we want to ordain some ministers here, we ask their wives openly, should we ordain them? The wife will call a microphone. Yes. You say yes. You said yes. So, no matter how the person behave again, the woman no fit can't tell me. Amen. Don't say yes. If you want to ordain anybody and you are his wife, go behind and say, Pastor, no, then this man, no. Tell us. And you are the best person to write the confidential report of your husband. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And why do we have problems in marriages? Why do we have problems in marriages? It's simple. The answer is simple. About, you know, number one is because we refuse or neglect to allow the leadership of the Word of God. We allow the Word of God to rule over us in our homes. That's why it is important, sister, that you marry a Christian. Not just a Christian, a man of like faith. Because if you are going to somebody, if you are going to marry somebody who is attending a church and his pastor is having two wives, what do you expect him to do? He will copy his pastor. Because that is what he believes. Or you go and marry a man that his religion allows him to marry up to four wives. You say what he said? He promised me that you will not add another one. He promised you. He can promise you anything. After you don't come in, he goes his own way. I was reading in the newspaper, somebody, one of these big men, it happened to the wife. The wife was saying it. I read it in the paper. A vice president, he said when he married her, she was a Christian. Said the man swear, say, and he was Muslim, swear, say, you no go ever marry, not only you. But after some time, said the man, say, you go marry second one, he say, the third one, say. What he say, not only him, my mama born, so he won't get plenty children. Please understand now, not only me, my mama born. Why? Because you are not being ruled by the Word of God. You should marry somebody that when he gets angry, he wants to hit you. When you quote one scripture for him, you go cool down. That's the kind of person who has respect for the Bible. He's saying that I will go and marry another one. Then you go tell and say, you go to hell. The Bible says you cannot divorce. Then he will remember. Somebody that if he goes outside, and one of these Okanje girls, one of these marine agents, is using his eye, using her eye to catch him. He can remember that adulterers and fornicators will never inherit the kingdom of God. Fear will catch him. But when he does not care about the Bible, by what the Word of God says, anything can happen. That is one of the reasons we have problems at home. People have noticed, even when they are coming to you, you are giving them counseling. You are telling them, this is what the Bible says. Sister, you say you want to divorce. Say, do you know the implication of what you are doing? Me, I believe I'm a child of God. Now you know that one. Me, pastor, I know who I am. I know I'm a daughter of God. I know it. I know my relationship with my God. This man, what is he? Now, devil. Don't marry him. We call a sister, elders in this church, call a sister who has decided for whatever reason she feels justified by whatever action that is leading to it. She has packed out of her husband's house. We are trying to bring them back together. When you talk, quote Bible, you go look like this, laugh. Why are you laughing? He said, when I don't finish, he said, I don't marry. I said, why? This devil, when I don't know who he be, now devil. Praise the Lord. It's because you have no respect for the rulership of the Word of God. Number two, the reason you have marriage problem is because you allow satanic and ungodly influences to enter that house. One of it is you are married to your wife, but you have external influences. Friends begin to tell you how to live with your wife at home. Even when the advice is contrary to the Bible. Men and women, it's the same thing. You allow your mama. The Bible said for this cause, a man shall leave his father and mother. Leave now, leave. Leave your papa, leave your mama, and be joined to your wife and become one. But here you are. Everything you do to your wife, even before you buy your wife a wrapper, you will inform mama, mama, I won't buy her wrapper. Then she will say, how much be the wrapper? Hey, too costly. There is Hollandis, there is Nigeria wax. Not the same thing. You will say, your family begin to determine how you live at home. You bring your junior brother, your junior sister, your relations to live at home. Then your wife only stays there like a house girl to everybody in the house. And you want the best from such a woman. What type of home do you want to have? Allow all that nonsense to come in. It's wrong. And some people leave their homes and begin to go to prophets. Please, I mean, look for me. This woman where I marry, I don't understand. Since after I married her, everything concerning me scatter. I'm suspecting. I beg. Pray. Tell me, who be this woman? What did the man go tell you before? Going to a false man of God, what will he tell you? Hey, your wife, now which? I have had men of God, people coming to them for counsel, say, the woman, your real wife that you will have married, you missed her. This one you marry is not your wife. Then when you come home, what type of eye will you be looking at that woman? Oh, I made mistake. Hey. I was supposed to marry Esther. Hey. And this girl came and confused me now. Now I come marry now. See what I'm going through. And that is how some people from then on, trouble begins at home. No more love for that woman. Every opportunity. Somebody came to me. He said that he's suspecting that his problem is his wife. Pastor, please, I want to confirm. Then I say, assuming I tell you that she's the cause, what will you do? He said, at least then I will know where my problem is. Amen. I say, you have come so that I will tell you that your wife is your problem. Then you go and say, Pastor, say you are dead. Back and go, Abby. So I said, so you think that even if your wife is the cause, you mean I will tell you now, so they sit down with me, sir. He said, Pastor, tell me, because I have gone to 3 places. They said the same thing. I want final confirmation here. Praise the Lord. And I asked him, did you pay her dowry? He said, yes. Did they collect it? He said, yes. Were you joined together as husband and wife in your church? He said, yes. I said, that woman is your wife. He left very dejected and was looking for a prophet, one of the prophets for bride assembly. Praise the Lord. And I believe no prophet in bride assembly would give you any revelation to scatter your marriage. Praise the Lord. That's the reason people have problems in their homes. Number 3 is because you neglect your responsibilities. You neglect your responsibility. A man has his responsibilities at home. A woman has her own responsibilities at home. Every one of you, you all have your parts to play at home. If you neglect it, trouble will come in. Certainly. Because, sister, it is your responsibility at home to take care of your husband in an intimate way. And one of the most intimate ways of taking care of your husband is giving him food to eat. It's cooking the food at home. It's maybe helping him, if the need be, to wash his underwears. It happens. To go make up his bed. Clean up his bedroom. But here you are, sister. You went and got a house girl from Calabar. Since there's house girl, that's all. Ekaite, eh? Ekaite, ma, eh? Have you given daddy food? Eh, I'm preparing it. She's the one serving food. She's the one washing his pants. He's the one dressing his bedroom. And one of these days, as she did dress bedroom, she did bend. The man dead here, they look. Anyone will marry this woman, this house girl. Hey, my wife be this old. Hey, see the way she cook and her food so sweet. You know, Calabar people sabi cook well, well. Praise the Lord. Some homes, house girl took over that man. Whose fault is it? It's not the man, it's the woman. You neglected your responsibility. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's something else Apostle Paul said to the married men. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. One of the problems are to whom? One of the problems are to whom? 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Let me read it. From verse 1. I'll read it up to verse 5 or so. He said, now concerning the things whereof you wrote unto me, they were asking him some questions concerning marriage. You know, he said, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to do what? He said, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband, this is where I'm going, verse 3, render unto the wife due benevolence. And likewise also the wife unto the husband. He said the wife has no power over her own body but the husband. And likewise also the husband had no power of his own body but the wife. Then verse 5 he said, defraud ye not one the other except it be with consent for a time. That you may give yourself a bit of fasting and prayer and come together again that Satan tempt you not for your incontinences. Now what is he saying there? It's part of your responsibility, the man and the woman, to come together, if you allow me to use the terminology, in sexual union. You are not to defraud one another. Anytime the man is charged, he say, nah, you say, hey, leave me. Hey. He's patient again. The next day, he beg you from morning till night. Night reach again. Nah. He said, ah, I don't want you. Well, Apostle Paul said, you don't have a power over your body. That is, you cannot say no when he say yes. Both ways, the same way. Now, if you decided to neglect that responsibility, the man will certainly go to fulfill that thing somewhere else. And you are the one pushing him into it. It brings problem to the home. I'm also aware that some men are insatiable. You can't satisfy them. Under any condition, he will not care whether you are sick or you are in the mood or not. His own is... Oh, yeah. You're a wicked man. You're a selfish man. You don't even love her. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So don't neglect your responsibilities. Number 4. One of the reasons we have problem is we neglect the family altar. Families don't come together to pray anymore. And a family that prays together stays together. One of the most powerful prayers I have discovered, even in my house, anytime there is any problem and my own house, we come together to pray, God has always answered. That prayer session is the most powerful session in every family. And when the devil wants to sneak in into that place, he will first scatter the family altar first. And since you don't pray together, you don't have anything to admonish yourselves with. it is wrong. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Bible gives solution to distressed marriages. A solution in this Bible. If your marriage is undergoing any distress, there is solution in this Bible. We shall be looking at what is the Bible stand concerning marriage and concerning divorce. Is there any condition a man can divorce? Whatever condition your marriage is going through now, if you will listen to what the word of God is saying, as we shall be taking it throughout this period, and end up dedicating your marriage, that marriage will be healed in the name of Jesus. I don't finish for today. I don't finish. We shall go to what the Bible says next Sunday, God willing. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Let's stand up. Pick your hymn book.